We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Tes. Again, this halacha is based on the Torah Tikkun Teichocha, which is one of the more difficult, longer, complex chapters in Likutei Moran. We're trying to do the best we can to present Rav Nosson Zal's concepts clear and to show the relationship, the connection, as always, the parallel to what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Likutei Moran. Nimtza shesuko hi bechinas chidish oilam shezoichin al yedei achesed shezoichin al yedei hoemuna kanal. Based on what we learned in the previous paragraphs, sukkah relates to the concept of chidush oilam, because we said sukkah is a temporary dwelling. It reminds us that we're in this world temporarily, and there's going to be a new world. And it also reminds us that even this world is something that was created anew, yesh me'ayin, and we're zoche to that through the chesed, which we get to through emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier. Vaydeze mo'irin koil hanigun sheyisar losid, and through these things, we're zoche to activate the song that's going to be activated in the future. Shehu Shir Poshut Kofel Mishulash Maruba, which is the song that's referred to in the Zohar HaKodesh and other Sforam HaKodeshim, that's single, double, triple, quadruple. Shehim Bechinas Ayin Beis Nimen, which is referred to as the song that's going to be played on a harp of 72 strings. The number 72 is Chesed. 72 is Chesed. And the Pasuk says, Oilam Chesed Yibone, that the world will be built with chesed, number one. Number two, this ayin beis is the poshut kofel shulash maruba, because if we take Hashem's most basic name, yud kei vav kei, and we do one letter, then two letters, then three letters, then four, and we add that up, yud plus yud hei plus yud kei vav, so on and so forth, it equals 72 exactly. That's this sheer poshut kofel meshulash maruba. And this is also the concept of the Dalid Minim, the Lulav, and the other things that we take on Sukkos. Shehem Keneged Arbo Isyo Shem Havaya, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that those Dalid Minim correspond to the four letters of Yudke Vavke. Shehu Bechinas Shir Poshet Vechulu Kayedua, which is tied into what we just said. Vialkein, now Rav Nosson Zal adds his piece to this. V'alkein luluv echad, v'arovois shtayim, v'hadasim shloisha, ze b'chinas shir poshut kofel meshulosh. Rav Nosson Zal says, watch this. This is why we have one luluv, that's the concept of shir poshut, like the yud. Then we have two arovois, corresponding to the yud hey, and we have three hadasim, corresponding to yud kei vav, v'ho esroig, kolul mikol harba kiyadua, and the esroig is a composite of all four, as is known. The esroig represents the malchus, which receives from everything above it. So the esroig can symbolize the a combination of all the other three. Kihu bechinas hey achroina, because the esroig in Sifrei Kabbalah corresponds to the last hey of yud kei vav kei, which is the malchus, bechinas malchus. Shekolul mikulam, which is a combination of all the others. All the others feed into the malchus. The Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk: Kol hanacholim hoilchem el hayam. All streams feed into the ocean. El hayam is the word Elokim, which is one of the names of Hashem that's attributed to malchus. There's a pasuk: Velokim malki mikedem. V'hu b'chinas shir maruba. So therefore, the esroig, the malchus, corresponds to the shir maruba. You know, yud kei vav kei, all four letters. V'alkein mevorchin al netilas lulav. And this is why, when it comes to the bracha, we only mention the lulav. Ki halulav hu b'chinas tzadik katomor yifruch. Because the lulav comes from a date palm, a palm tree, which is the tomor, which is the tzadik. Tzadik katomor yifruch, shehu bechinas hanohor hayoytze meyeden lahashko yisesagan kiyadua. The tzadik is referred to as that river that flows from Eden to water the garden. Sheal yodoi gedelim kol horeichos v'ayirois. That nohor is what helps all the reichos, all the aromas, and all the yirois, all the fears, grow. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal shows that reach and yira go together. There's a pasuk about Moshiach that says, V'horeichoi beyiras Hashem. He will smell from fear of Hashem. So Moshiach, who is the concept of tefillah b'shleimus, who is the concept of many, many things, one of the things that Moshiach represents is reach, good smell, and also yira b'shleimus, yira d'kedusha. And this is the concept why we shake these dalet minim, just like when a person wants to smell b'samim. What does he do? He shakes it. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Kedei lo'oirer horeach me'adas," to activate that reach, that aroma, from the moichin, from the das. Ki ikar horeach al yidei shleimus hadas ki yadua. Because the sense of smell, the whole concept of smell, is dependent on shleimus hadas. We know the Gemara tells us that which item is it that the neshama benefits from and not the guf? The Gemara says that's reach, that's psamim. So we see psamim is associated with the neshama, which is the seichel of the person. When we put on tefillin, we say shahaneshama shebemoichi imshar chushai v'kochosai. So here Rav Nosson Zal says that the ikar reach is through shleimus hadas. K'aydei hadas zoichen lenigan anal, because through the improvement and perfection of das, we're zoicha to that special song, that shir poshut kofon meshulosh, shal yodo igdelim kol harechos, which is what helps those sweet aromas to grow, to develop. V'alkein menan in belulav uminov, and this is why we shake the lulav and the other minim, lo'erer horeach me'adas, to activate, to wake up the reach from the das, from the seichel. V'alkein heim shivim ushnayim ni'anuim, and this is why we shake the dalad minim 72 times. Each set is 18. It's in six directions. We shake three times in six directions, gives us 18, and we do it a total of four times. We do it by Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv, twice by Ona Hashem Hoishiana, and then a fourth time by the later Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv. This is all in Halel, the four locations. Giving us a total of 72 shakings, keneged ayin beis nimin, corresponding to those 72 strings of the harp, of that special song, bechinas chesed, 72 is chesed, she'alehem yisnagein hashir hazeh, it's on those strings that this song will be played. V'zeh bechinas ni'anuim, and this is why the Torah uses that word, ni'anuim, shakings of the lulav, lenanea, ki ikra hanigun al yidei bechinas ni'anuim shemenanin benimim shebekinor, because that's also how you play a harp. It's the vibrations of the strings. It's by moving the strings, the vibrations that those strings make as they're being moved, that's what plays the music. Bechinas medaleg al hehorim mekapetz al hagvois kemavur besoif maim ranal, as we have the posuk in Shir Hashirim, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes at the end of that chapter on the Likutei Moran, that jumps over the mountains, springs over the hills, you know, referring to this concept of musical notes. V'alkein ikar mitzvus netilas lulav uminuv hubishas amiras halel. Now you could understand also why the main location within our avodas Hashem, where we work with the lulav and the dalet minim, is when we're saying halel. Ki ze ikar bechinas arbo minim sheim bechinas shir poshut kofel sheyisar losid, because this is what the dalet minim are all about. These dalet minim correspond to that quadruple song, which will be happen in the future. Sheze bechinas halel vohoidois shirois v'tishbochois sheisaros. This represents the great song and praise of Hashem that'll happen losid in the future when yidden there'll be in a geula. Every time there's a geula, there's halel and shirois v'tishbochois. Just like we know, in a few days we're going to celebrate Pesach. Pesach is geulas Mitzrayim. What do? We halel. We halel at night, Nusach Sfard, we say halel after Marav, and halel in the morning, and halel at the Seder. Shirois v'tishpochos l'Hashem. That's Gula. Nimtza she'arba minim v'halel heim b'chinachas. So therefore, the Dalid minim, which represent this shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba, and represent that harp of 72 strings, and halel, which is this great song to Hashem, are actually one and the same. Bechinas shir v'halel v'hoido sheyisnagin losid kanal. This is all marames to the great, great song and praise that we're going to sing in the future. Al kein ikar netilas sarbo minim u'bishas halel. This is why the main avoida with the dalet minim is during halel. Paragraph Yud. Vayidei kol zeh zoichin tekef liyoyim shmini atzeres shu simchas toiro. And through all of this avoida on the 7 days of Sukkot, which was preceded by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's what leads us into Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Because through the avoidas that we spoke about earlier, all of them lead us to that special song, which is a display of joy, simcha. We know the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Alei Osor va'alei Novel, Alei higoyin b'chinoir, ki simachtani Hashem b'folecho. This Alei Osor, this song of 10, corresponds to the 10 letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei that we said. Yud plus Yud Hei, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 gives us 10 letters. That's these 10 types of song, which are ki simachtani Hashem b'folecho. That's the display of simcha. Kimishom ikra simcha kanal, because that's where the real simcha comes from that special song. V'al kein zoichen achar kach tekev l'simchas toira, she'oz isar chedva v'nigun b'alma. And again, for those in Chutz Loretz, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah are 2 days. Shmini Atzeres leads into the following day, which is Simchas Torah, which is the ultimate holiday of joy and song. V'chol Yisrael smeichim v'sosim bo yisporcho p'toros ha'kdosha. And all of Klal Yisrael joins in celebrating and rejoicing with Hashem and with the Torah. Sheze b'chinas al-medosi. This is like a taste of Olam Haba. She'oz yisar shiranal. That's when this song is really going to happen. V'chol ze zoichin al-yidei kolanal. And all of this we're zoicha to through the different steps that we mentioned earlier. Ayidei atfilo shel Rosh Hashanah, shayidei zeh zoichen leslichas avoinois, which is Yom Kippur, vayidei zeh nishlam hadas, when a person's sins are forgiven, they're zoicha to shleimus hadas, vezoichen lesukkah, vezoichen lechol habechino yisanal, and we're zoicha to all the different steps that we mentioned earlier, ad shema'oirin koil hanigan anal, until we activate that song, Bechol Shiva Simei HaSukkos, throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, Al Yidei Harbo Aminim Kanal, through the Dalet Minim, V'oz Yoytze V'nizgale B'chinas Shir V'nigin V'simcha B'yoyim Simchas Torah. And then we generate and we reveal the real song and joy on Simchas Torah, Shezeichen Tekef Achas Sukkos, which we're zeichet to immediately after the 7 days of Sukkos, Al Yidei Kol HaBechino Yisanal Kanal, by following all the procedures that we discussed in this halacha.